The market has been flirting with record highs, but it's always also flirting with potential problems. We're seeking them out, finding them, and telling you about them. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that with a methodology that involves forensic accounting and free cash flow analysis. You dig in at the footnotes level and you work your way up, because most people, they do it the other way. They look at the top down and they take a quick review of the numbers. They think, but they don't necessarily ask the important question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is, especially when you're digging in from the bottom and working your way up. And if the folks at New Constructs find that a security is not as attractive as it looks from the top down, that's going to make something dangerous. To learn more about what they do, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their danger zone picks, so there's always more detail on the stuff we talk about here. David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
DD, Compass, and Tesla.
Danger, danger.
DD, Compass, and Tesla. So that's ticker symbol DIDI for DD Global, COMP, Comp for Compass, and Tesla, TSLA. Now, what I know that all three of these companies have in common, because I go to the New Constructs website, is that these are all dangerous stocks that you guys have been saying people should short. Why are we putting them back in the danger zone now?
Well, this is a bit of a victory lap and a reiteration of a warning. So we put DD in the danger zone about 2 months ago, a little less than 2 months ago. It's down 53% or over 400% annualized since that time. DD raised $4.4 billion from U.S. investors, and in a month and a half since its IPO, has lost around $29 billion in market cap. So that's a danger zone call that worked, and worked big time. Compass, same story. We put it in the danger zone 4 to 5 months ago. It's down 36% or 94% annualized compared to the S&P, which was up 11% during the same time. Another danger zone pick that worked extraordinarily well for investors, a fancy IPO that Wall Street was touting. You know, those worked, and they worked fast, right? We've had some danger zones, on the other hand, like Tesla, that have not worked fast in any fashion. And I wanted to just reiterate today that Tesla is just as dangerous, in our opinion, as it has ever been. And we think that the narrative is beginning to unwind, and we can finally get the reconciliation we've been predicting for years. And when it does happen, it will be swift and severe.
Your forecast for Tesla has been this. But I should point out that when you've been betting against Tesla, it's kind of turned out like this. You know, it has not worked for you. So let's go back for a second before we get to Tesla, because it is something that you've been talking about in the past. For DD Global and Compass, in the danger zone, they've been on your most dangerous list. They are stocks that you have been recommending shorting. Have they gotten to where you're covered and you're out and the damage is done, or is there still more damage there?
Well, you know, we don't trade a portfolio ourselves, right? But we did close these positions officially in research on our website. We came out and said, hey, we're going to go ahead and close it. We're going to take it. Look, I've been in this business for a while. Anytime you can tout a 400% return in a short position or a 94% return in a short position, you take it to the bank. That said, yeah, we think there's plenty more downside, I think, for both of these. We don't recommend people buying them by any form or in any way. I think it's a bad idea. Like, there's still plenty of regulatory overhang in DD. You know, what we've seen with Tencent is the government of China is forcing them to pay out basically huge dues to China, which is just basically bilking investors, stealing from investors and just giving that money to Chinese government. I think you can see the same thing with DD, if not more onerous and draconian measures taken on them. And then Compass, you know, one of the reasons we want to go ahead and take our gains there is that, you know, look, the real estate market is just so hot and just keeps on going. And there are a lot of stocks that we really don't like in that sector. We think are way overpriced, but we just don't see them coming down anytime soon, as long as interest rates remain low. And we believe that's going to be for a while. So Compass, we feel like, hey, man, we made a lot of money here, made a lot of money for people listening to us. It's time to take some gain in a stock that is in a very, very hot sector.
So with Tesla, as you point out, it has been defying gravity, but what is going to make it that maybe it crashes down to Earth? Is there a logical catalyst, and how bad do you think the valuation is as it stands now?
Yeah, we think this stock is overvalued by more than 80%. We think it's probably a $150 stock at best. That assumes that they own 25% of global EV market share in 2030 and can get to producing 6.5 million cars. We think that's a fair expectation. And I think the narrative is unraveling for a few reasons. Number one, the regulators are finally starting to pay attention or take some measure against Tesla's false claims about full self-driving. The NTHSA is open investigation against them. I think the FTC is considering opening an investigation for false claims against them as well. The NTHSA opening an investigation because of the crashes and the issues there that have happened under full self-driving. And I think the SEC is also doing at least a little saber rattling around Musk flaunting and obviously breaking the deal he said with the SEC about not tweeting a bunch of inaccurate stuff about the future of his business. And then lastly, I think this Tesla AI day is just a cry for help, a cry of desperation. We're creating a robot now. I mean, come on. You know, and when asked if there's a consumer market for it, he said, just wait and see, right? The gimmicks, I think, have less and less and less practical utilities we go along, right? I mean, the first and biggest gimmick was the rocket ship to Mars. That didn't have a lot of practical utility. But then you had the Roadster, the Cybertruck, right? Neither one of which are even close to being in any kind of production. The Semi, not in production. That could potentially have some practical utility, but the Cybertruck, the Roadster, not much. And now a robot. A robot. As if there are other technologies working so great. And so I think people are growing tired of it. I think they're having a hard time believing it. I think the lack of performance, continually missing goals, is an issue. And then, you know, kind of the biggest part here, Chuck, is probably just how much competition has come online and how many electric vehicles other car producers are producing and planning to produce over the next couple of years.
Yeah, you put it all together, and, well, it's why you've been saying for a while that you believe that Tesla is headed for trouble. It has defied gravity to this point. But what happens when it stops defying gravity? We'll look no further than the other Danger Zone picks, DD Global, D-I-D-I, and Compass, C-O-M-P, to find out what happens when, yeah, the music stops playing and you're left on the wrong side of the deal. That's what you're expecting, what David Trainer is expecting from Tesla. If you want to learn more about why he's expecting that, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their Danger Zone picks. Worth getting that in extra information. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Again, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. We are heading for home on the Monday, August 23rd edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Brian Bollinger from Simply Safe Dividends will be here when we return.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.